Tomorrow, it will be 37 years since I had the conversion experience. And, oh, I don't know, it's Trammell Crowe, who's a big developer guy in Dallas, died yesterday, and there was all kinds of stuff about him in the paper. But it just reminded me of what my value system was the day before I was converted. And it was, I can remember it's like it happened yesterday that, now I've often said that I haven't learned anything since that night. I've learned how to describe it better, and I've learned how to find it in the scriptures and see how the scriptures confirm it. But I haven't learned anything about the mystery of God. And that's pretty amazing that I could say that, because I've spent so many years studying, you know, each and every jot and tittle in the Old Testament and the New. And wherever I look, I see the same thing. And so I want to today talk about what we're going to depart for a second from Thessalonians and talk about this mystery of being born again. Let's go to John 1.
That makes sense. If truth is a person,
yeah,
then that's the way it is. It's not a bunch of stuff going
Anybody there? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power, or ability, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Not of the will of man, not of the will of the flesh, but by the will of God. Now, how can that be? How can that happen? It's almost without exception, if you listen to the religious programming and go to most churches in America, that the born-again experience means that you were born again, and that now you will be transformed, and that you, you know, everything is back to you.
Who better?
Yeah, it's what I've said often, that they don't believe in the Trinity, they believe in the quartet. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and me. And so the whole mystery of God revolves around them. And it's just disgusting.
I was thinking of Haman.
Yeah.
Let's
look at, there's many places we could look on for this. Let's go to John 3, since we're there. John 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. And the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do those miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. So marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it came from, and whence it come, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and receive not, and you receive not our witness. If I had told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell of you heavenly things? And no man ascendeth up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now, no man hath ascended, or can ascend, or will ascend, up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. We could go to 2 Timothy, it says, He alone has immortality. So it's almost the natural thing to believe that born again means there's a new and improved you. That you have had done something, or now you can do the things that you want. Now you have God's help. And that's just the heresy of the heresies. It's born. He is born in you. That's how you're born again. And he is the light that has lit every man that is in the world, that has come into the world. And yet we continue to struggle with this because we put us in the equation. And therefore we can't understand what true repentance is. We can't understand what abandonment means, because you're always in the picture. You give credence. Finally, I think one of the things that broke this through this woman last night is you cannot use that which is cursed, you, to gain that which is blessed. Can't happen. Now, you know, we've talked often about how often in the scriptures and in the writings, the faith, the phrase, the faith of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that tells you a little bit about what it means to be born again. With Isaac, it was instant. He died spiritually. He was left up there on the mountain, and only the Abraham and his two men came back with him. With Jacob, it was a struggle until he finally admitted who he was. He was of the snake. That's what Jacob means. And the angel, when he told the angel finally, then he says, "You shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel, she who sees God." And of Abraham, of course, is the archetype for most people. It took him 100 years to be born again. And all he did with integrity. The only thing that you can say the value about Abraham is, "I don't want to do that anymore." He just went through life, and with what I think just one exception, in that twice he told everybody his wife was his sister for all kinds of reasons, but that's the only time I think that he didn't build again the thing he had destroyed, if you understand what I mean. You destroy it by understanding, by seeing through that it's that what you're doing is vain and empty and fruitless. And so all he did for his whole life, he simply went through this process. "I don't want to do that anymore." 100 years later, 100 years it took him before he finally saw, and God changed his name and put, he was Abram, and then he became Abraham, the breath of God, into his name. And so all of these things happen and are critical to your own understanding of the faith. Most people come here and they have an understanding of faith that it's you're an observer of other people, other professionals doing things, and somehow there's somehow God died, and somehow he rose again from the dead, and somehow that has some meaning to me, but I don't really understand it, and blah 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 blah. Most people believe the resurrection is past. Let's look at that. Go to 2 Timothy. Chapter 2. Verse 11. "It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, for he cannot deny himself." Now in other places it says he was made manifest in the flesh, but justified in the spirit. And the same as he is in the world, so are we. It's a faithful saying. He cannot deny himself. All he can do is take the lower seat in you, the temple of God, if you are trying and concerned or worried about something. He cannot deny himself. His way is sure. It's perfect. It's complete. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And that way, truth, and the life will manifest itself in you if you can abandon yourself. That's when you're truly born again. You can't be born again and then make this some kind of philosophy game. real. It's more real than your physicality. He cannot deny himself. But let's see what happens here. Of these things, put them in remembrance. And again, remember now, this is the last thing he wrote, 2 Timothy. It's the last book, last letter, as far as we know, that he wrote. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, rightly dividing the word of truth refers to the sacrificial knife, that the priest would cut up the sacrifice to ensure that the inner parts of that sacrifice met the demands of the law. And so the word is a discerner of the thoughts and intents, because we study to show ourselves whether approved, to see that there is anything within us that we're still holding on, that still defines us, that it's taken to the cross and seen as dead. Many people have heard of him by the hearing of the ears. But as Job said, but now mine eye seeth thee, and I abhor myself, and I repent in sackcloth and ashes. So that this same message is from the beginning. He was killed in Abel. And on and on throughout the Old Testament, throughout everything. One message: you must be born again. Let's see, continue on. But shun profane and vain babblings. For they will increase unto ungodliness, unto more ungodliness. And the babblings, remember, ungodliness is asibiat. It means that it's stupid thinking. Ungodliness just means stupid thinking. Thinking that you know is crap, you know it's the end, but you continue in the vain babblings. That's what ungodliness means. And their word will eat as doth a canker, it says here, but it's cancer. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. They are just like everybody that they believe that Christ was raised from the dead back then, and he's coming back, and he's going to be seen sometime in the future, but in the middle is this grand sloth. Because you're still waiting for something to happen. Because you haven't maybe truly been born again. Hereby know ye the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit, every thought, every word of your mind that he didn't come in the flesh in you is not of God, but is of that Antichrist. So, and this wrong thinking applies to every arena. So instead of abandonment of self, putting your entire being at the mercy of God, you've got plans, ideas, and crap to do. So their word does eat as a cancer. Now, how does a cancer eat? A cancer has lost its purpose because that particular cell has been transformed somehow so that it doesn't give to the cells around it and has no thought for itself. The cell begins to eat the cells around it. And so they've got the wrong program. Somehow a viruses or something has gotten in and that caused them to have the wrong program in this cancer. Their word will eat as doth a cancer, of such as Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have erred, saying the resurrection is past already. You understand that? Let's just go up to chapter 3. The same book. Again, Paul's last letter. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. So again, the word lover there is just, they give breath, they give importance to their own self. It doesn't mean, that's, remember the word love is a verb, it just means what you give importance to. And you can't give importance, if you don't give importance only to God, then it's not, you can't have this thing where I'm just giving importance to those people over there. Because if you can only give it to God. Does that communicate? All right. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying their power, the power thereof, from such turn away. Now you deny the power of him when you take the situation back, and you lean on your own arm of understanding to come to a solution. That's denying the power of God. Because the word power here is the word that, which means efficacious or sure completion. And we deny his way and we interject our way. And every one of us does it. But by God, we must confess the sin when we do it, because we've raised from the dead the one who was killed by the deadly head wound. And we are the one that sort of breathed breath into him. This is why it's so vital, so critical, that you give your mind and your emotions, your feelings, that you don't owe them one smallest kind of, you don't owe them anything. But that's the difference. In the world, your mind and your emotions and your feelings are everything. In the spirit, they're less than nothing. Amen? Now one more, let's go see what happens with one other person. Go to chapter 4, verse 6. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. And the word he uses for departure is exodus. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing our presence. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with you, for he is profitable to me for this ministry. And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. And the cloak I left at Troas with Carpus. When thou comest, bring with thee and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord wrote, reward him according to his works. Now it's said that from other writings that Demas and Alexander testified against him. They were brethren in the church, But they testified against him before the tribunal of Nero and the two others. I don't know who the others were. That finally condemned and sentenced him to death. And it was by the hand, some commentators say that it was by the testimony of Demas and Alexander, the coppersmith, is what did him in and caused Nero to put him to death. But see, you've got to remain faithful to this mystery that he, it is finished. He is your life. There is no other. You know, if there's any, the only thing any of you should ever follow in me, about me, is that faith, that confidence in the Father. Now, you can see that, well, God, it just looks like sloth or doing nothing or sitting in the back porch feeding the squirrels. But it's the most intense spiritual activity there is, to be totally at rest. Can you understand that? Anyway, that's a capsule look at being born again and what born again isn't. Remember, he said on that day, many shall come saying, Lord, we did this in your name and such in your name. And he shall say, depart from me. I never knew you. You workers of iniquity, because self remained in the picture. So whatever they did was meaningless. Amen?
Amen.
Any comments or additions or subtractions, Mr. Rutledge? You always have something.
Don't confuse me with Gary. You're about to say Buckner.
No, I said John.
Rutledge.
Mr. Rutledge. No.
Gary?
Just while you're talking, the simplicity of your first birth is out of woman into the world, but your second birth is birth in you, and it's Christ. And that the simplicity of that is magnificent, because there's a trillion things to look at and see, but only one thing to know and rest in.
Amen.
And it's just it's so easy.
Birthed out of time and space into eternity.
And you're just, it's him. You're there, but it's him. Without that simplicity, I'd be screwed up. But that's where when I return to a spot, that's what I know.
Amen. Remember that ancient prayer again. O Jesus Christ, thou Son of God, my own eternal life. Live thou thy life in me. Do thou thy will in me. Be thou made flesh in me. I have no life but thee. I have no will but thine. O Jesus Christ, thou Son of God. Take it, big guy.